My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Not a bad slate of week one football coming up this weekend. I would say the Texans and the Colts are probably one of the more interesting games if you weren't in either of those cities that people would keep an eye on. But I like to kind of take a look at the weekend and build it like I would, like a wrestling card, you know, like they got the undercard, the midcard, main event. And I think there's four or five games I'm really intrigued by this weekend. And the first one, Seth, is tonight, Green Bay and Philadelphia, where it feels a little bit like the game has taken a backseat to the trepidation of some of the players in merely being in Brazil. Players like Darius Slay, who had this to say on his podcast earlier this week.
Let's get into this Brazil trip. Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because, like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel, chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5-hour flight. So, I don't have no intentions on doing that. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything.
I know some members of the audience were upset with me that I downplayed. They thought I was downplaying the crime problem in Sao Paulo, which I didn't intend to do. But I will say, I can see where, as a player, I think this is what happened. And I'll credit some of the other listeners for pointing me to some stories. I think a lot of the players from both of these sides, from both of these teams were excited about going to Brazil. And in their mind, they were like, oh, it's a South American vacation. And then they got their talking to from the team security officials that explained, like, why we're going to limit your movement and activity and all of that. Because as a team, you're thinking about like five dudes on your team.
Right.
You're thinking about the five dudes that are just idiots and that are going to find a way to get themselves in trouble. So we're going to be in the bubble environment, and then we're going to be out. So a lot of guys probably had their hopes dashed a little bit. And they also got a good, that because of those five dudes, they put the appropriate scare into them about what they can and can't do in Brazil.
Yes.
So as far as we had a few people say, like, well, why would they do this? It seems like it's fraught with peril. Lots of teams do this all the time, especially when you think about like more high profile soccer players in the eyes of Brazilians who make more money than football players, et cetera, et cetera. It's not like this doesn't happen all the time. The NFL has played boatloads of games in Mexico City. It goes off without a hitch. But I think that's the part where When people ask why are they doing this in Brazil, Brazil has the second highest fan base amongst foreign countries of the NFL.
Makes
they have
sense.
A huge yeah. NFL fan base. It makes a lot of sense. But the other interesting dynamic of this is the fact that, you know, Twitter is banned in Brazil right now.
Yeah.
So a lot of, I guess, Eagles players and Eagles wives are like tweeting on behalf of their husbands.
Oh, really?
Back from
I'll
have to go check that out this afternoon. And Packers wives as
well. Okay, I got
to
see how comfortable would I be with Amy being my mouthpiece on Twitter.
I would worry that Amy would start spouting off political statements or something that might put you in danger.
No, she wouldn't. All right, so that's the undercard is tonight, Green Bay and Philly. Hey, just 15 seconds or less, who do you think wins this game tonight? Green Bay, who do you got between Green Bay and Philly tonight?
I've got Green Bay.
I
do like Jordan Love. I'm intrigued by the Eagles' offensive line and their lack of Jason Kelce, yet still very good rushing attack. Rushing blockers with the addition of Saquon Barkley, but there's just been too much dysfunction in Philadelphia for me to really buy into them just yet.
I'm with you on that. As far as Sunday goes, as we stack this thing, the mid card, I would say this might be the most intriguing game of the weekend from the standpoint of two things. One, the loser of this game, for sure, the sky will be falling Monday morning. One of these two teams is going to be 0-1, and on Monday on Sports Talk Radio in that city, the city's going to be going crazy. And also this game features the most scrutinized debut of anybody in any job this weekend. Tom Brady's debut as a broadcaster, Dallas at Cleveland. Whoever loses this game, the fan base is going to be going crazy because I think these are both teams that could view themselves as dark horse Super Bowl teams. And I could see either of these teams, Seth, going 6-11 this year also. Here's a
big
window for both of these teams. And you got Brady's debut as the backdrop of all of it. This is super, super fun.
Brady with a gag order in a lot of respects on what he can and cannot do.
How about
that? We're going to see if Brady doesn't how he's gonna weigh all those factors as he becomes thinking about becoming a Raiders coach.
Not
a coach. Look, Deshaun Watson. It's as much as there is drama in Dallas, and as much as the what happens with Dak afterwards. That doesn't really hit home as much,
even though
it's a concern on for the Texans' schedule this year and everything. I think the Cowboys are going to be a good regular season team.
Mm-hmm.
They've had no issue being a good regular season team. I think Dak Prescott's going to play just really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the playoffs for them. For Cleveland, this is a stacked Cleveland roster, but with a quarterback who has been outperformed over the last 2 years by Davis Mills. Davis Mills has over 1,000 more yards passing in the last two seasons than Deshaun Watson. Are there reasons behind that? Yes, sure. But Deshaun Watson has made about $235 million more guaranteed over the last 2 years than Davis Mills.
You happen to see the hype video that Cleveland did about Deshaun Watson, that the Browns did about Deshaun Watson?
No, I didn't.
Narrated by Bernie Kosar, who I hesitate to make fun of because he's in really poor health right now.
Yeah.
Especially if you watch it right after the J.J. Watt video, you're like, oh my God. Like, they are trying so hard. The whole hype video, Seth, is about Deshaun working through his rehab, and now Deshaun is back. I got to find that during the break, Ben. I'll try to find it during the break and get it to you in a reasonable amount of time and play it back to back with J.J. Watt. It's like, holy cow. Anyways, I'm excited for that game. Dallas at Cleveland. Two more. Semi-main event, I'll call it. Rams at Lions Sunday Night Football. These are two of the better teams. Detroit is considered, behind San Francisco, the next best option out of the NFC for the Super Bowl. And I think the Rams also, still with Matthew Stafford as their quarterback and Sean McVay as their coach, they have Super Bowl aspirations as well. They had a really good draft. It's Stafford versus Goff also. Like, these guys are both going against their old teams. That's always fun.
And I'll tell you, too, the Rams, you know, who we got to see in practice, but not much of in the game, of their starters, and especially their young new defensive linemen and pass rushers. The rubber meets the road for Jared Goff in a lot of ways here. Yeah, and whether or not he's the guy that can actually do it for you in the playoffs. And I'm thinking about making the Rams my NFC team to cheer for this year.
Oh, okay.
So I'm heavily invested. What's the line on this game, Sean?
Good question. I would guess it's in Detroit. I would guess it's Lions 3.5, 4 something.
Yeah.
I'll look it up right now. But yeah, I would guess the Lions are a, uh, are a small favorite.
And I'm not down. It's weird. The Rams have almost become kind of like a darling underdog.
Yeah.
And yet I've been impressed by the way they've been able to turn it around over the last couple of years.
I was a little off. Lions 4.5. I don't know. Rams might feel frisky in that game. I'm guessing it's going to be rocking in Detroit for Sunday night football with Matthew Stafford on the other side. That place is going to be going haywire. By the way, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 610, as you can hear the Friday game tonight between Green Bay and Philadelphia.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
As well, you can hear the Monday Night Football game, which is my main event for the weekend. This is the game I am most looking forward to seeing other than the Texans game. The Jets, the return of Aaron Rodgers, and they do not give him a tomato can to beat up on in week one. They are sending him out to the Bay Area to face the San Francisco 49ers.
Right, right. And now in this, honestly, if you think about all the reasons that Aaron Rodgers, you know, by the end was very disgruntled with Green Bay management, at least one of those things was that he very rarely had a really good defense on the other side of the ball. Now he steps into a situation where the offense for the Jets has very much been the issue, but he does have a really good, I think the Jets, you know, like, how good of a defense were they? I think they were better than a lot of people last year were trying to say that they thought that the Jets defense wasn't actually that good. And I don't think that took into account the fact that the Jets defense got no help or support from the offense last year.
Right.
I think that the Jets defense, coupled with an Aaron Rodgers, if he's healthy, if he's throwing the ball well, if he can do all those things, this could be a classic victory for the Jets, even if they lose the game, just if they go and slug it out and Aaron Rodgers has a good defense on the other side of him. He looks vintage in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it's also like it's weird to say that Brock Purdy is still proving himself, but in a lot of ways, I think people think he is. But Brock Purdy and all of that offensive weaponry versus that Jets defense. This is one of my favorite matchups to watch in terms of multiple storylines of really good football players.
I agree. I think it's a main event of the weekend for me is the Monday night game between the Jets and the San Francisco 49ers. All right, up next, final segment before Seth and I get into game mode for Sunday here, and we'll talk to the guys on In the Loop. JJ Watt got us hyped earlier. A lot of you loved hearing this. If you missed the hype video that the Texans put out, we'll have the audio for you yesterday. Chill bump factor was very high with the audience earlier on this. We'll see what the 9:30 crowd thinks of it. We'll have that for you and get you ready for the matchup as well with some of the keys we think you need to see on Sunday. And that is all coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.